in the unforgiving silence of a vast arid wasteland, where the sun's merciless glare has sculpted shadows upon the cracked earth, a primitive tribe of men gazes skyward, a congregation of trembling souls in awe and dread. Above them, the night sky shimmers with ancient secrets, stars whispering the legends of the cosmos. Then, piercing the darkness like a celestial emanation, a blazing fireball streaks across the heavens, a divine herald of chaos and wonder. It tears through the atmosphere with fury, shattering into three fragments, harbingers of fate, racing toward the mortal realm. One of these fiery messengers crashes into the sands not far from the tribe, shaking the earth with a deafening tremor. The tribesmen, hearts pounding with a mixture of fear and reverence, rush toward the impact site, eyes wide with the possibility that this might be a gift bestowed from the heavens themselves. As they approach, the flames die down, revealing a towering, gleaming sphere of metal, an alien monolith that defies understanding. Its surface flickers with multicolored lights, blinking and flashing in a chaotic symphony, pulsing with a rhythm that throbs like a heartbeat, faster, faster, until the very pulse seems to threaten to rip apart the fabric of reality. Terrified, the tribe scouts retreat in chaos, fleeing from the unearthly spectacle that defies comprehension. Yet among them, one lone figure is drawn irresistibly closer, driven by an unspoken call from the unknown. Against the protests of his kin, he steps into the crevice, an act of defiance and curiosity. As his bare feet touch the sand, the glowing surface of the sphere grows brighter. A shriek erupts from the metal construct, a scream of alien anguish, followed by a blinding explosion. Deafening, it shatters the silence, unleashing a wave of destructive light that sears flesh from bone, reducing the others to remnants of their former selves. When the dust finally settles, only one remains alive, an outsider amidst the wreckage, gazing around the crater with haunted eyes. Bleeding, battered, yet somehow alive, he begins to crawl back from the abyss, his mind haunted by the silence that follows the storm. As he turns to face the devastation, he sees the shattered remnants of the alien vessel, a symbol of divine wrath or inscrutable purpose. Alone in a world forever altered, he is left to wonder, was this a curse from the gods or their greatest, most terrible gift? The answer lies hidden in the shadows of the cosmos, waiting to be revealed. Chapter 1. The Invitation. 2001. The morning broke with a deceptive kind of beauty. It was one of those crisp, golden September days that made New York City feel immortal, like the skyline had been etched into the sky itself. The sun rose in a flawless cobalt sky, brushing the buildings with light so sharp it seemed to cut the air. A light breeze teased the flags above the Manhattan Convention Center, where four young boys, Jason, Adam, Henry, and Steven, bounded up the steps in their crisp white taekwondo uniforms, their tiny feet barely touching the ground. They were 5 years old, just old enough to compete, just old enough to believe today would be the biggest day of their lives. Inside, the massive hall buzzed with nervous energy, children sparring on mats, proud parents with camcorders. Sensei is calling roll. Their own instructor, Master Kim Dae-jung, was pointing them toward the prep area when it happened. A deep, concussive boom cracked through the sky like the earth itself had ruptured. The building trembled. The lights flickered. Silence fell, then the stampede began. Jason was the first to reach the convention center doors. The others followed, breathless and wide-eyed. What they saw froze them in place, a column of smoke, thick, black, even oily, pouring from the upper floors of the North Tower. Sirens were already wailing in the distance, but they seemed far away, like sounds from another world. And then they saw it. Not everyone, not the adults, not the news cameras. Only the four boys. Something moved in the sky. Not a plane. It flew fast and low, banking toward the South Tower in a blur of motion and shadow. A creature, twice the size of a large man, encased in gleaming, purplish-black skin that shimmered like oil in sunlight. It had wings. Bat's wings. Vast and sinewed, trailing tendrils of smoke. Its head was a nightmare of bone and rage. Long, curling horns arched back like a ram's, and its eyes burned with a violent red spark.